USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
60 years ago, the Soviet Union and the United States were in the heat of the space race. In 2022, it's a whole different world. Russian President Vladimir Putin self-proclaims areas in eastern Ukraine as independent from sovereign nation and sent in troops. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We are on our land. We are not afraid of anything or anyone. We don't owe anything to anyone. We won't give away anything to anyone. We are confident in this. It is not February 2014, but February 2022.
Much of the world is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion Monday. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed they are looking into a fourth COVID-19 booster shot.
While there's no timetable on if and when a fourth COVID booster may be recommended, an FDA spokesman did confirm they are looking into new data to evaluate future possible COVID vaccines. As far as who will need that fourth booster, Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency physician. She tells CNN,
people who are immunosuppressed, those folks should be going out and getting their fourth shot because it is the equivalent of a third shot for the rest of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today's date is 2/22/2022. It's the unofficial Be Humble Day, the unofficial Cook a Sweet Potato Day, and officially it is International Margarita Day. The inventor of Margarita Day, Nashville realtor Todd McCullough, reported that he created the February holiday because winter is such a sad, drab time of year. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby has been disqualified for doping, and the owner is being fined and must return nearly $2 million.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, "I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal." The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
60 years ago, in February of 1962, the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union was in full swing. Both nations had developed spacecraft to send humans into space. On the United States side, John Glenn in Friendship 7.
The clock is still set for time to retrograde time of 04 plus 32 plus 28. I have retrograde times okay from Bermuda. Cabin pressure holding steady at 5-7. Cabin air 9-0.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.